Blog Talk Radio.
And we give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. All right, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for this another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for Palm Sunday, amen. Glory be to God, amen. And we pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful service, amen, as we commemorated, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah, and his triumphant entry. Amen. Jerusalem, beloved. Amen. For the Passover. Amen. So we just want to, give me one second here. Amen. Give God praise, glory, and honor. Give me one second. Amen. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning. There's a little bit of technical difficulties. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Give me a second, please. Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can fix this. One second. Okay. We thank God for Plan B. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's hard to stop us. Amen. It's hard to stop us, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God. Amen. That Jesus already entered into, amen, Jerusalem. Amen. He's already there, beloved. Amen. He rode the ass, so glory be to God, that has never been written before. His servants was obedient, amen, by, amen, bringing unto him the ass and the colt, glory be to God, beloved. And his disciples were a part of the history unfolding, a part of prophecy, by being obedient to the Lord when they brought him, amen, when they went and requested the ass that have never been written on, amen. And so we talked about that on yesterday, amen, how and when we are obedient to the Lord, amen, we have a reason to celebrate, amen, because our obedience is prophecy unfolding, hallelujah. So it was just an awesome, awesome, awesome service, and we pray, amen, that your service was, amen, just as good, amen. It's hard to imagine, but we pray that yours was just as good. All right, amen. So here we are, amen, glory be to God. Get your Holy Communion ready, beloved. We partook in Holy Communion on yesterday, and we are going to be taking it every day this week, amen, until Sunday, amen. And as often as you do this, the Lord said, it's okay to do it, amen. And in commemoration, amen, of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, beloved, Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Jesus, amen. Beloved, is already in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. We shared those experiences with you on last week. Matter of fact, he hasn't left the Garden of Gethsemane yet. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to pick up here, beloved. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Can you think of a time when you became so impatient while waiting on the Lord that you decided to take matters in your own hands to get things moving a little bit faster? Oh, glory be to God. I know I have, beloved. Amen. I'm telling you. Just asking God to forgive me. I'm telling you, just trying to help God out, not realizing that God don't need our help. Amen. Whatever the Lord wants us to do, amen, he will instruct us. Amen. We don't have to do anything more, and we definitely should not do anything less. But, beloved, amen, those times when we try to get things moving a little bit faster, then we later realize, amen, that you have made a big mess of things, that you were regretful, that you didn't just wait just a little bit longer before taking action. Glory be to God. At one time or another, beloved, all of us have been guilty of acting rashly and thoughtlessly. For example, beloved, just think of how many times you said something that you later regretted, or how you wish you could have retracted those words, but it was too late because you can't take words back. Or perhaps, beloved, you've been guilty of acting spontaneously on an issue before you had enough time to really think things through, before you acknowledged God about it, before you prayed about it. You just did it, see? Or, beloved, have you ever gotten so angry at someone that you just popped off and vocalized your dissent before the other person was finished talking? You ever did that? Just bust right into their conversation when you later realized that the person wasn't saying what you thought? Did you feel like a fool, beloved, for popping off too quickly? Did you have to apologize for making a rash statement, all the while wishing you had just kept your mouth shut just a few more minutes longer? Beloved, hot-headed moments rarely produce good fruit. In fact, beloved, when we act rashly, we usually end up loathing for the stupidity of our words and actions. The truth is, beloved, we all need a good dose of patience. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit, beloved, and is produced inside us by the Spirit of God. We desperately need patience in our lives. Very rarely do you hear anyone praying for that. They're praying on the other fruit, but when it comes to patience, nobody's praying for patience, but, beloved, we all need it. Glory be to God. Beloved, perhaps no story demonstrates the mess that impatience produces than that night in the Garden of Gethsemane when Peter seized a sword. Peter swung it with all of his might, beloved, and loped off the ear of the high priest's servant. When Jesus spoke and identified himself as the great I am, as we shared with you on Saturday, beloved, the soldiers and the temple police were all knocked backwards and knocked to the ground. Their eyes was dazy, their heads was swirling and spinning around, beloved. Their bodies was all stunned by the power of God. And the power that was released hit them so hard, that power hit them so fast that they were on their backs before they knew what hit them. And while these soldiers were still flat on their backs, beloved, now this was after Jesus, amen, decreed when they asked Jesus, who am I, who are you? And he answered, I am. Oh, my God, Jesus, if you missed Saturday's teaching, amen, go back and get it. And when Jesus said, I am, he didn't have to say nothing else. He didn't have to say, I am Jesus, I am the Messiah. He just came, I am the great I am that I am that I am. The same I am, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, when God spoke to Moses, tell him I am sent you. And that power was so great and so powerful, the soldiers, amen, and the temple police went backwards and fell down, beloved. Glory be to God. But while they were still on their back, before they had a chance to get up, beloved, here come Peter. Here come old brash Peter. Oh, we love Peter, don't we? Beloved, the Bible tells us that Peter suddenly decided to take matters into his own hands.
while the man was down. He must have seen it, beloved, as his great chance to show himself brave and to take advantage of the moment. But what he did, beloved, was simply shocking, as we read in the scriptures here. It is the perfect picture of someone acting before thinking things all the way through. So, beloved, Peter's spontaneous, hasty behavior earned him a place in history that no one has ever forgotten. However, to see the full picture of what happened that night, it is essential to piece the story together. And we want to just take a look at a scripture in the book of Luke and in the book of John, beloved. Amen. And so we can put the whole story together, because each writer tells a different part of the story. It's like if someone witnesses a car accident and the police come and we have some eyewitnesses and may have 10 eyewitnesses to that accident, but everybody have a piece of the story. Everybody saw something different. Everybody saw the accident, but everybody's going to communicate it in a different way. And so this is why we have to read the whole word. This is why when you get into the Gospels, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Glory be to God. We find out, glory be to God, that even yesterday when Jesus' triumphant entry, amen, on Palm Sunday, and you can find that, beloved, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. But they all, glory be to God, came from a different perspective. Amen. One writer portrayed him as God. The other writer saw him as the humble servant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One writer saw him, amen, as just, meaning as man. And I'm telling you, but they all say it's the same thing, just in a different way. So, beloved, so why the soldiers and the temple police was lying on their backs, okay, because of the blast of the Holy Ghost, because of Jesus speaking, because of the power in the name of Jesus, amen, because of the power in Jesus himself, see? Peter looked around, and he realized that the armed men were disabled. They was discombobulated. They needed a couple of minutes to get themselves together. So the Bible tells us in Luke 22 and 49, we read this: when they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? Shall we smite with the sword? Beloved, this is when Peter reached down while the man was on the ground. Peter took a sword, and with the sword in his hands, he asked the Lord, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? Shall we get them now, God? Shall we get them while this is the perfect opportunity? They're on their backs. They're at a disadvantage. We can take them out right now. How dare them? How dare them disrespect you like that? How dare you come? You see what happens when you're sleeping instead of praying? It was about an hour ago, beloved. This is when Peter, James, and John fell asleep when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Huh? Remember we talked about that last week? Jesus came back and they still sleeping. He said, look, all right, we'll sleep on now. Then right after that, here come Judas, and now here come the temple police. So Peter, instead of praying, he was sleeping. And now he's ready to take these men out while the men are on their back. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. One of my best friends, but I never forget a friend of mine saying, amen, beloved, when you see a man or a woman down, glory be to God, look, they ain't got but one other place to go when they're down. And then when you see somebody down, try to help them up. But, beloved, before Jesus had an opportunity to answer Peter, and Peter, amen, he asked Jesus, but he didn't even wait for Jesus to answer. Sounds familiar? Sounds familiar, beloved? We don't wait for Jesus to answer. The Bible tells us that Peter swung into action and he did something outrageous and utterly bizarre. Beloved, verse number 50 says, and one of them smote the servant of the high priest to cut off his right ear. That was Peter. That was Peter. You want to know who one of the servants was? It was Peter, beloved. Glory be to God. Peter gripped the sword, beloved. He impulsively swung down, slicing right past the head of the high servant, of the high priest's servant. Beloved, imagine how shocked Jesus must have been to see Peter lop this poor man's ear, right ear. And look how descriptive the Bible is. It wasn't the left ear, it was the right ear. He just swooped it off, beloved. And then Jesus sitting there, sees Peter, amen, cutting the ear off, and then the watch, beloved, the ear fall into the dirt of the ground. Glory be to God. The right ear. We can read this here in St. John 18 and 10 says, then Simon Peter, having a sword drawn with it, amen. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Glory be to God. That's why I want to bring the two verses together, because Luke tells you what happened, but Luke don't tell you who did it. But John said, yeah, it was Peter. As a matter of fact, not only was it Peter, let me give you the name of the person, amen, whose ear he cut off. And matter of fact, let me tell you what ear it was. It wasn't the left ear. It was the right ear. Oh, my God. Oh, glory. Beloved, let's just take one little second here, glory be to God, to look at these words and see exactly what happened, beloved, and in that impulsive moment when Peter swung this sword. The Bible tells us that Peter smote, beloved. Amen. When we look at the word smote in the Greek, it means to strike. As a person who viciously strikes someone with a dangerous tool or weapon or an instrument. See? It can also be translated to mean to sting, like a scorpion that strongly injects its stinger into a victim. And in addition to that, beloved, it means to beat with the fist. So in this verse, the word is used to picture the force of Peter's swinging action. Oh, Peter wasn't playing, baby. Now you see me, now you don't. This tells us that Peter put all his strength into swinging of his borrowed sword. It wasn't even his sword. Fully intending to cause some kind of bodily impairment. Now, beloved, let me ask you a question. Do you really think that Peter was aiming for the servant's ear? Why would anybody attack an ear? No. Peter was going for the neck, baby. He was going for the neck. It was just the grace of God, amen, that he missed the net and got the ear. Furthermore, beloved, it wouldn't take this much force to cut off an ear. Not the force that Peter came with. It wouldn't take all that if Peter really wanted the ear. Beloved, I believe Peter was aiming for the man's head, and he missed. In the man's ear by mistake. And when that sword missed its target, beloved, it slipped down the side of the servant's neck and took his ear with it. When we look again in John 18:10, it says, then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Beloved. So the Bible tells us that Peter cut off his right ear. Now, when we look at the word cut off, beloved, in the Greek, it's a compound word. Okay? And the compound word, beloved, glory be to God, means away, the compound word away, amen, and to cut down with. So when we put it together, beloved, it describes a downward swing that cuts something off. In this case, Peter swung downward so hard that he completely removed the ear of the servant of the high priest. Some tried to insinuate that Peter merely snipped this man's ear. But the Greek shows that, beloved. The swing of Peter's sword caused his complete removal. Peter did that. The Greek word for ear, beloved, refers to the entire outer ear. And so here we see, beloved, that the Bible is so detailed about the events that occurred that night in the Garden of Gethsemane that it even tells us it was the servant's right ear. The servant of the high priest lost his entire right ear when Peter swung in his direction. And the scripture also gives us the name of the servant. His name was Malchus. Now, you say, well, who is this Malchus? See, did Peter indiscriminately select Malchus as his target that night? Say, I'm going to get one of you. I don't care who I get. Somebody going down the night. Y'all messing with Jesus. Y'all messing with Jesus. I'm going to get you. Oh, Peter, we love Peter. I'm going to tell you something. As I begin to wrap this up, everybody need a Peter. Lord, give me about two or three Peters to roll with me. Lord, look, you sending me here, you sending me around the corner, you sending me around the neighborhood, you sending me in some rough places, Father. You sending me in some rough places, Father, some rough neighborhoods, some rough villages, you know, some rough countries. You know what I mean? You got some good people, you got some bad people right next door, right here in my neighborhood. I ain't even got to go nowhere. Look, I could take about a couple armor bears just like Peter. I ain't beating Peter up. We just telling the story today. See, because Peter was brash, glory be to God, but Peter has, look, Peter, if people like to talk about Peter, let me say this. I'm going to drop a little commercial for Peter before we wrap this up. People, are we looking at Peter? Peter, the Bible says the violent taken by force. People want to talk about Peter and Peter getting out that boat, walking on the water. I said, where was everybody else? At least he had some guts to walk. Glory be to God. Amen. He didn't talk to Jesus about doing this thing here, but he said, look, I got you, Jesus. Step on back. I got you. Yeah, I know I was sleeping when I should have been praying, but he said, but that's okay, I'm here now. I'll take it from here, Jesus. Oh, thank God. Thank God for Peter. Amen. So Peter went after Malchus. Amen. This was the person that Peter chose, amen, to focus his wrath, beloved. So we look at the name Malchus, it has two meanings. One is ruler and the other is counselor. And we do not know, beloved, that this was his original name. It may have been a name given to him because the Bible tells us that of his close position to the high priest, see, who was at that time, the high priest's name was Caiaphas. It says Caiaphas. Now, Caiaphas, beloved, was a member of the Sanhedrins, and the Sanhedrins was a sect that was particularly opposed to the reality of supernatural happenings. See, they did not believe in supernatural happenings. That's why they called them Sadducees, because they were sad, you see. See, viewing most supernatural events of the Old Testament as myths and legends. And so, beloved, this is one reason that Caiaphas was so, he was an unbeliever. He was an unbeliever to the ministry of Jesus, which, of course, was overflowing with miracle events every day, and they didn't believe in miracles. So he had the high priest had an issue with Jesus. So when Peter saw Malchus in the Garden of Gethsemane, beloved, it had no doubt brought back memories of the many times he had seen Malchus standing at the side of the high priest, because that was his job. And although, beloved, this man is referred to as the servant of the high priest, he, in fact, was the high priest's personal assistant. So whenever you saw the high priest, you saw Malchus. That was his job. That's what he was paid to do. He was loyal. See? And not only that, this was a very prominent position in the religious order of the priesthood. So as a high-ranking officer of the religious court, beloved, Malchus was legally there. He was regally dressed, and he carried himself with pride and dignity. And so to Peter's eye, he probably represented everything that belonged to the realm of the priesthood, which at that time, beloved, it was an order of religious men. See, we got to get out of religion. Religion will take you to hell. I tell everyone, look, this is not about religion. We are not religious people. I know some people that religiously go to work. I know some people that religiously clean their house. Baby, we're not talking about religion now. Jesus came and we might have fellowship. See, religion is man looking for God. Salvation, beloved, is God looking for man. So beloved, amen. So these religious men who had instigated numerous problems for Jesus and his disciples, they were just the troublemakers on the block. They were just the troublemakers. Peter said, "All right, we going to get you." Okay. See, one thing about Peter, he didn't go for the little man. He probably would have went for the high priest if the high priest was there. Peter said, "I'm going to start from the top down." So he went with the high priest, beloved, Malchus. Amen, the next man in charge. And so Malchus was present, beloved, at the time when they arrested Jesus. See? So beloved, so we might conclude that he was sent as the personal representative of the high priest to officially oversee the activities connected with Jesus' arrest and to come back and give a report. You know how they do, amen. The president sends the vice president. Glory be to God. If the pastor's not available, amen. She sends her representative. You know the person in charge, amen. If they're not available, because you know they can be in one place at one time, you send somebody to represent. Beloved, in my research, I found out that few scholars believe that Peter singled him out by chance. But, beloved, although the following thought can't be said with absolute certainty, but Malchus may have become the intended target because of Peter's deep resentment and his long-held grudge toward the high priest, all of whom who had continually criticized Jesus' ministry. All they had was negative things to say, bad things to say about Jesus, never a good word, found fault in everything that Jesus did. Beloved, let me point out that the healing of Malchus' ear was the last miracle Jesus performed during his earthly ministry. We are going full circle. We know the first miracle Jesus performed was at a wedding when he turned the water into wine. He did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miracles in that three and a half year period. So many miracles, the Bible tells us, everything is not in the book. Everything that Jesus did is not in this Bible, beloved, but God has given us what we need to know. So now we have come from the first miracle that Jesus performed, turning water into wine. Now we're down to the last miracle that Jesus performed through his earthly ministry. Jesus works another miracle in the Garden of Gethsemane on his way to the cross. How great a love. Beloved, what a statement this makes to us about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Just before he goes to the cross, he reaches out to help a publicly declared and avowed foe. He reaches out to help an enemy. He reaches out to help someone who has come to kill him, someone who has come to slaughter him, somebody who has come to disgrace him, somebody who has come to arrest him, somebody who has come to put him down, somebody who has come to spit in his face, somebody who has come to walk on him like trash. Glory be. Somebody, amen, who hated him, was on an assignment, amen, to squash him. Glory be to God. Right on his, right before he goes to the cross, Jesus reaches out to help an enemy, beloved. This man was part of a group, glory be to God, that had been, glory be to God, after Jesus, antagonizing Jesus, beloved. But notice what Jesus didn't say. Jesus could have opened his mouth and said, "Fine." Now, Jesus could have said what some of us would have said. Finally. Every dog gets his day. Yeah, finally. Finally, one of you guys got what you deserve. Who y'all think y'all dealing with? I told you I was Jesus. I am. You let the devil trick you and come up here in the car, and why so many of you come up here anyhow? You get what you got. You got what you deserve. Yeah, go there and bleed to death. Jesus could have went there, because we know some of us would have been praising God. God done took care of my enemies for me. Yes, wiped his ear right off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cut my enemy got his ear cut off. Guess they won't mess with me no more. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that, beloved. What would Jesus do? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, this Christian walk is a high calling. This love walk is a high calling, saints. It's not a fleshly walk. The Bible tells us that what Jesus did instead is he reached out to the man in his need. Touched the man, beloved, and supernaturally healed him. Now remember, now Jesus on the way to the cross. In about 24 hours, in 24 to 48 hours, he going to be there. And he already know it. And he knows because of this man and the other men that it's going to happen. Peter did what most of us would have done. If somebody come to touch our loved ones, somebody that's close to our heart. Don't let nobody mess with our children. Don't let nobody mess with my pastor. Don't let anybody mess with my spouse, my friend. Peter did what most of us were. Look, some of us know we got our little guns around, but we ain't going to pick up no sword. We just going to pick up the gun. And we've been at practice, so we're pretty sharp. We're shooting. Time I went to the range, amen, right in the middle. All the people in the background, the trainers, the people that was teaching me, they couldn't believe it. I didn't miss a shot. I got it on my wall. They said, take this home. I ain't even miss. I didn't hit the red, baby. I hit the bullseye. Most of us would have been right there. And we wasn't going to miss. But what did Jesus do? Reached out to the man because the man needed him. Do you believe he even touched the man? Jesus could have just spoke the word and the air could have flew back on the man's face. Jesus didn't have to go that far. Here Jesus is touching an enemy in need and still working on his way to die and still working miracles. The last miracle, Jesus said, let me get one more miracle in. Let me get one more miracle in. Oh, my God. Beloved, keep in mind that the high priest, a Sadducee, was vehemently opposed to Jesus' supernatural miracle and ministry. Here, Jesus was working a miracle on a person who was opposed to miracles, didn't even believe in miracles, said Jesus was a fraud and the greatest imposter on planet Earth. Miracles couldn't happen, and here he is experiencing one. Ooh, the grace of God. Somebody say grace. Somebody say mercy. Beloved, this is what I want you to think about today as we celebrate this Holy Week. This is what I want you to think about today. I want you to think about the contrast between Jesus' actions and behavior. More than likely, beloved, Peter acted out of a long-held offense. But Jesus demonstrated love and genuine care, even to those who opposed him during his life, and even to those who were instrumental in leading him to his crucifixion. So, beloved, don't follow Peter's example. Don't do what Peter did. Instead, pray for the grace to be like Jesus. Decide today, beloved, to let the Holy Spirit empower you to reach out, beloved, to your offenders, to reach out to your opponents and to love them the way Jesus would have loved them. The godly thing to do. It's just the righteous thing to do. Love covers a multitude of sins. Faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is charity. Father, we ask you to help us to be more like Jesus. Father, help us to release the grudges and deeply held resentments that we are tempted to carry toward people. Instead of rejoicing, Father, when they are in trouble or when something bad happens to them, help us to reach out to them, Father, to see what we can do to help and to become the hand of God in their lives. Forgive us, Father, that we haven't already acted as Jesus would act. And help us learn how to put any negative emotions aside so we can reach out to them. In the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. And to God be praise. To God be glory. To God be honor. Amen. Glory be to God on this holy Monday. On this holy Monday, beloved. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right. Let us grab our holy communion. Amen. Glory be to God. The holy communion, beloved, is symbolic. Amen. So you don't have to have grape juice or wine. Amen. We're going to take a little sip. Get some water. Amen. Apple juice, grape juice, orange juice, whatever you got. Amen. Just get a little bit there. The matzah, amen. You don't have to run and buy matzah. beloved, not unless you eat it anyway. Amen. You don't want it to get stale on you. Amen. You can get some bread, get some Ritz crackers, saltine crackers. Amen. Whatever you got. Whatever you got. Amen. You got some pretzel sticks. Amen. Just get something. Amen. It's symbolic. Amen. And we're going to partake in Holy Communion right now in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we're going to be joining every day this week until and then concluding on Sunday. Amen. This is the instructions that the Lord has given me and given us, that as often as you do this. Amen. We partake in the, on yesterday. Amen. We at the end of our service. Amen. And so here we are again today. So if you didn't come prepared today, just come prepared tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Okay, let me open minds up. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, Father God, Father God. Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, give me 1 second here. I have it here. I want to get it so we can all do this together. All right. Lord's willing, amen. And we will be teaching, amen, in depth. Amen, on Holy Communion, so that everyone can know what Holy Communion is about, the importance of Holy Communion, the significance of Holy Communion. Every born-again believer should be taking Holy Communion. Now, the only persons that are exempt from Holy Communion are unbelievers and believers who have not repented of your sins. So we'll teach about that, because now partaking in Holy Communion is so holy that you can die from it, a physical death. You will actually go to your grave if you take Holy Communion over a lifestyle that is not where you have not confessed your sins. So if I know that we're our church members, or if I know somebody is living in sin or committing fornication or any sin about that, and they haven't repented over it, you're in danger. You're in danger. The Lord Bible says, judge yourself. But now, once you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you cannot take Holy Communion and continue to intentionally sin. You are in a danger zone. And this is why the Bible says that many sleep. Now, He's not talking about no physical sleep. The Bible talking about graveyard sleep. A lot of times we wonder why so many people died so young. They was doing so good in ministry. They was doing so good for the Lord. I don't understand why they died so young. Oh, well, it's a number of reasons why. St. John 15 is a number of reasons why. And we don't know, but there's a number of reasons. And we got to make sure, beloved, that we don't fall into any of those categories. The Bible says if you're unfruitful, He'll pluck you off the vine. All right, that means a tree with no fruit, you know, because you're phony, which means you're a hypocrite, which means you're lukewarm, which means you're playing church. If that's a lifestyle you want, then go ahead and live it. It's your choice. But don't play with God, especially with Holy Communion. They call this Holy Communion for a reason. It's not communion. It's Holy Communion. And a word to the wise, beloved. I was you, I wouldn't do it. Let me tell you, and we're about to take this and we're going to close, but let me tell you how good God is. When I started falling back into my backslidden mode, I told y'all that I had backslidden about 25 years ago. Yeah, I backslidden. Okay, it was getting warm in church, and I'll tell you the story behind all that later, which I already shared part. So I'm in church one day, and take Holy Communion. Matter of fact, not only was I taking Holy Communion this day, I had the nerve to prepare the table. I was setting it up so that the church members could take it. You know what happened? The whole thing spilled. It's like God sent an angel to flip the whole communion thing over, all on my white dress, and I had grape juice everywhere. That was the mercies of God. I knew what God was telling me. I ain't touch it. I went home, changed my clothes, I ain't touched no Holy Communion since. Not until I got my act together. That was probably God saving my life. See, I, not only was I about to take Holy Communion, I was preparing it for the people and knew that I was in a shady season. Saints, it's dangerous. And now, look, all you got to do if you're there this morning is confess your sins. You know you got something in your heart against somebody? Come on and put it out. Ask God to forgive you. If you know you live in a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God, beloved, ask God to help you to get out of this thing and mean it. And if you want to wait till tomorrow to take it, communion or later this week, it's okay too. Because I want to hear, when we take roll call, we want to make sure you're still here. I don't want to get no phone call that we got a funeral to do in the ministry. I don't want that. And neither does God. But Holy Communion is sacred. And we're going to teach on it. Father God, we thank you for this matzah, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for this grape juice or this liquid, whatever your people are taking today, Father God, to represent the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God, that was shed for us. Father, we thank you for the great sacrifice that Jesus made, Father God, that we might live, that we might have an eternal life, Father, that we might be blessed, Father God, that we might be rescued from death, Father God. We say thank you that he went all the way. He went all the way, Father God, without grudge, without holding any malice, without holding anything in his heart. He went all the way, even praying for his enemies. My God, Jesus. What greater love. So, Father God, you said as often as we do this in remembrance, Father, you said it's okay. So, Father God, now we take the matzah, the bread, whatever it is, which is symbolic of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we thank you for blessing it. And let us eat right now, saints. Glory be to God. Let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was broken for you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you. Wow, that was good. Thank you, God. All right, let us take the liquid. Beloved, remember, it's symbolic. I'm drinking grape juice, but whatever you got, it's okay. You only need a little sip. You don't need a whole 8-ounce glass. It's only a little sip. Father God, we thank you for this juice presents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was shed for us on Calvary. And we ask that you would bless it as we partake of it, even right now, in Jesus' name. Beloved, let us drink. Whoo, amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoo, hallelujah. 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 Bless God. That was better than a full-course meal. Lord, we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Lord's willing, amen. We'll be taking Holy Communion all this week. Amen. If you weren't spiritually prepared today, amen. Glory be to God. Then be ready tomorrow in Jesus' name. All right, we have a birthday today. Let me give the announcements, amen. In reference to the announcements, saints, we'll be at the altar of prayer today, amen, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock, amen, all this week. Wednesday night Bible study, amen, and commemoration of our Holy Week services. Friday, Good Friday services, beloved, amen, from 12 to 3, plan to be with us, amen. We are sending you out the link. It'll be on our website. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on our Facebook. You can just hit the link, and it'll take you right in. We have 7 dynamic speakers, amen, each coming to take one of the last sayings of Christ, amen. So come on, amen, spread the news. Let them know there's Good Friday service taking place. Amen. Make sure your phone is charged up. Make sure your computer is charged up so the battery don't die out. Amen. In the midst of the services. Amen. So that's our announcements. At 7 o'clock, amen, we will be on Media TV 6 times this week. Amen. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Let us see, Elder Carte is on the line. Today is her birthday, and we may have some other birthdays, y'all. I'm trying to keep up. Elder Carte, are you with us this morning?
Yes, Pastor Bradford.
All right, all right, all right. All right, bless the Lord. Okay, give me 1 second. The birthday girl is here. Okay, give me 1 second, saints. Give me 1 second.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, 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 and we bless be the name of the Lord, amen. Elder Carte, amen, from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, and especially from me, amen, Pastor Alfreda, amen, we want to wish unto you, amen, a most blessed, a most exceedingly, amen, birthday, amen, filled with the evidence of all of God's promises and manifestations to you in this season. Glory be to God. We want to pray that this birthday would be the best birthday, amen, that tops all the other ones that you have ever known. And it will, after today, be at the bottom of the list for all the birthdays to come, amen. So we just want to extend to you, amen, just love, amen, and a greedy, greedy kiss, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to thank you for being a servant helper, amen, a kingdom worker. Workers and our part of the vineyard here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and all that you do. We want to thank God for your backup. Amen. Serving, amen, as an armor bearer, amen, as a prayer warrior, and also for thanking you for being my personal friend for over 30 years, amen, and have stuck with me through the thick and through the thin, amen, through the ups and through the downs, amen, and you have always been a friend in need, Whenever I've needed you, you've always been there for me, amen. So we just want to thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God. And so from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, we just want to say happy, 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 happy birthday. We love you. I love you. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And we want to give you the floor right now if there's anything you would like to say.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you. I appreciate the work in the vineyard that you have allowed me to be a part of. And I wish that everything that God has for me will manifest this year, throughout this year. And as you said, I concur with you that this will be the best birthday ever and will be on the bottom of the list for the rest to come. So thank you and thank Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners and everybody. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, amen. We love you, amen, and I love you, amen. And have a most awesome, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sunshiny day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right,
amen.
Glory be to God, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for the service today. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for this Passover. I'm encouraging each and every one of you to make a Passover offering. Amen, to make a Passover offering. We're going to teach on the importance of that as we go on this week. Amen, make a sacrificial Passover offering. Amen, glory be to God. There are three particular seasons during the year, beloved, amen, that are this very highly anointed, very highly fertile. Amen, glory be to God. And this is one of them right here, amen, the Passover season. And so we want to thank God, amen, for you, for you, for you, and for you. I think that is it for today. I think I might be missing something, but if I am, beloved, amen, glory be to God, amen. Y'all know me, amen. We have put it out, amen, when it needs to be out, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor, amen. Let me see. We got a little bit of echo here, but I'm going to see if you want to say happy birthday to Sister Carte. Not a long speech, y'all. Not a long speech, because I got 2 minutes and I have to be off the line. Amen. But everybody has our phone number, too. You can call or send a text. Amen. But we're going to close out on that note. Amen. As we open up the lines, amen, beloved. If you want to give her a birthday wish, amen, please feel free to do so at this time. Amen. And at 2 minutes, we are going to cut it off. Amen. So please be mindful that somebody else might want to have something to say. Amen. And the floor is open.
Good morning, Sister Valerie Cartier. Good morning and happy birthday to you. May God bless you and keep you for many, many more years and give you desires of your heart. It was a pleasure meeting you. Been so nice, and I just thank you for your pleasant spirit. God bless you and have a blessed day and a happy, happy, happy birthday. Amen. Hattie Cooper signing out.
The floor is open if there's anybody else.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Of course, many, many, many more names, Sister Darlene.
Greetings, birthday greetings, Minister Carte. This is Sister Priscilla wishing you a joyous, joyous day and many, many more blessed birthdays, and just giving thanks to God for you and how you bless us with your presence, with showing up and praying for all of us. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it, and it's my pleasure to be a blessing.
This is Joanne Thurman wishing you a happy birthday. God's blessings to you, and just shine down on you. Thank you for being you. Peace and grace.
Thank you, peace and grace. Minister Darling, Sister Addie, Crystal, and all of my Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry friends and partners, thank you so much. You have all made my day.
Keep your light shining. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, if everybody has spoken, amen, I believe all the lines are open, amen, so if everybody has spoken, amen. Father, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the service on today, Father God. We want to say thank you for speaking loudly, speaking clearly,
Thank you for your grace and your mercies. Thank you, Father, for showing us the love of Jesus. Father God, even on his way to the cross, he was working miracles. He is such a role model for us. He is such an example for us, and we have such a way to go. But we ask that you would help us to get there. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And we thank you for helping us, Father, not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. In Jesus' name, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Jesus Christ.
Christ is the King of kings.
Amen. Amen and amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Thanks, amen. Everybody have a most blessed, wonderful day on this holy week. On this holy week. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you.
Love you in Jesus' name.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.